صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Master, the coolness of our eyes, peace of our minds, our beloved and the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the person who recites Durood Sharif 50 times, I will shake hands with that person on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before commencing today's silsila, before commencing today's episode, let us make some good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And also, the more good intention one makes, is the more reward one shall receive from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will watch and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the name of the Almighty Allah is been mentioned, when the name of Allah is mentioned, I will respond by saying, Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are doing the episode, we are doing silsilas regarding the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, we have touched on many subjects. And into today's discussion, we are going to discuss mu'ajizas, miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are associated to the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bal means hair, and Mubarak means blessed. For everything that is associated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed Mubarak. The day in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in is Mubarak. The month in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in is indeed a Mubarak month. The city in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth took place in is indeed Mubarak. Even the city in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed body Mubarak is placed in, that place is also Mubarak. For even when it comes to the place in which the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal takes an oath in the Quran in Majid regarding the city in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth took place in. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Quran in Majid, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah Azza wa Jal takes the oath of a city. Allah takes the oath regarding Makkah al-Mukarramah. And why does Allah take this oath? Allah says, وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah says, oh my beloved Habib, it is because you reside in the city. So everything that is associated to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Mubarak. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we should thank our Creator, the Almighty Allah azza wa jal, that He has selected us to be among the Ummatis, to be among the followers of this great Nabi, of this great Messenger, of this great Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today's discussion is regarding Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you look into the books of history, you will realize that it has always been a practice of the Muslims of every era in history to show utmost respect and to preserve tabarrukat, and to show respect towards the tabarrukats, to show respect to anything that was associated to a Nabi and a Prophet of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are many ahadiths, and in fact there are some verses of the Quran in Majid that support this fact. And inshallah, let us first start by discussing the excellence of tabarrukat in the light of Quran and Hadith. Before we touch on the subject of the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us first understand the excellence of tabarrukat in the light of the Quran in Majid, in the light of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal state in the Quran Majid in Surah Baqarah, translation from Kanzul Iman, and make the standing place of Ibrahim alayhi salam the place of Salah. In this verse, Allah Almighty has commanded for Salah to be performed at the Maqam Ibrahim. Subhanallah. The famous authentic books of Tafsir mention that Maqam Ibrahim is the stone which holds the impression of the footprint of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Maqam Ibrahim is the stone on which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam stood whilst he built the holy Kaaba. Subhanallah. Meaning the single stone which has been associated to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, it has become so blessed. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the stone in the Quran Majid. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadr Channel, this is indeed a great lesson for you and I. This is a great madani pool for one to understand the uniqueness and the greatness of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. And not only to understand the uniqueness and the greatness of Anbiya alayhim as-salam, but also to understand that anything that touches a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, anything that is associated to a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, the maqam and status of that particular object, the maqam and status of that particular place changes. It now becomes extraordinary. It now becomes Mubarak. It now becomes holy. And Maqam Ibrahim, this place that is associated to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's so blessed. The status of this place is so high to an extent that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has made it one of His special signs. The Holy Quran Majid announces in Surah Nisa, translation from Kanzul Iman, verily, the very first house which was selected for the people is that which is in Makkah. In it is the blessed one and the one that shows the path to the entire world. In it are clear signs, the standing stone of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Commenting on the above verse of the Holy Quran Majid, Hazrat Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says, for the impression of both the blessed feet of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam to be imprinted on the stone is a clear sign. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, and Maqam Ibrahim has been protected for so many centuries. And also in this is also evidence of the excellence of that stone. This feather also proves that those objects which are associated to the beloved servants of Allah Azza wa Jal become blessed and religious lyrics, and that they should be respected and preserved. In the Quran Majid in Surah Baqarah, translation from Kanzul Iman, it is stated that the Prophet of Bani Israel said to them, the sign of Talut's kinship is that a trunk from your Creator will come towards you, in which there will be tranquility for the heart. In it, a few preserved objects from the belongings of respected Musa, respected Harun. This will be brought by the angels. Verily in it, for you is a great sign if you keep faith. Subhanallah. These are words of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this trunk contain the belongings of which was the asa, the stick of Sigirina, Musa alayhi salam, the Na'alayn Sharif, the blessed footwear of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the turban of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and a few scripts of Tawrat and many other tabarrukat. It was through the blessings of this tabarrukat that Bani Israel, when fighting in the battle, would place the trunk before them. And because of this, they would conquer and they would win the battles against their enemies. The books of Tafsir record that they used these belongings of the trunk for all their needs and to fulfill whatever they wished for, as they regarded this blessed and as means of mediation. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Bani Israel, when they were faced with any difficulty, when they were faced with any form of calamity, when they were faced with any musibah, they would go to this tabarrukat. They would place this tabarrukat in front of them and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And at times when they went for war, when they would go out to fight in the path against their enemies, they would place this tabarrukat in front of them. And because, and it was their belief that by placing this tabarrukat in front of them, Allah Azza wa Jalla used to help them defeat their enemies. They would win all their battles. This was the aqidah of Bani Israel. And the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal was the one who bestowed this favor upon Bani Israel, that Allah Azza wa Jal granted them the asa, the stick of Sigrina, Musa alayhi salam, the Na'alayn Sharif of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the turban of Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and many other tabarrukat. So this is indeed a belief of the Quran Majid. This belief of making dua by placing tabarrukat in front of you is indeed a practice that has been proven by the Quran Majid. And this is a practice that did not only start during the time of the Sahaba Ikram, but rather this practice was the practice that was practiced even during the time of Bani Israel. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this type of aqidah, this type of belief is taught and land in the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal lectures, bayans are delivered on this type of subject for every lover enjoys listening to stories of his beloved. And Alhamdulillah, this type of bayans that increase us in love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are always delivered in the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islam. So wherever you may be watching this, join this beautiful movement of Dawat Islam. For in this beautiful mahal, in this beautiful environment, you will come to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will come to learn knowledge of fara'id. You will come to learn knowledge of how to conduct yourself in society. You will come to learn knowledge of how to be a good father, how to be a good mother, how to be a productive person in society. So wherever you may be, join the mahal of Dawat Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we have discussed the aspect of tabarrukat in the light of the Quran Majid, and also in the light of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no doubt as far as tabarrukat, there is no doubt that one may have in mind for tabarrukat is an aspect of Islam that existed a long time back. It was a practice that was practiced by previous prophets and many other incidents from the previous Anbiya alayhi salam that can prove the aspect of tabarrukat. And Alhamdulillah, our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unique and mubarak. Therefore today I only want to touch one aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the bal mubarak, the hair, the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even his saliva was mubarak. Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tears were mubarak. The saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was means of shifa. The tears of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was means of shifa. So every aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mubarak and blessed. It is stated in a hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to a barber and asked him to remove his hair on the right side of his blessed head. And then the Prophet ﷺ commanded for the hair on the left side of the head to also be removed. And when this hair was removed, the Prophet ﷺ commanded Hazrat Abu Talha And he said to Abu Talha that, "Oh Abu Talha, distributed among the people." Subhanallah. Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Abu Talha, distribute this hair among people." Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed aware of the uniqueness. Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware that his hair is indeed Mubarak and blessed hair. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that if the companions are to keep this hair in their homes, they will see the barakah that will come in their homes. If the companions are to keep this hair, it will also be as means of shifa and cure. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Abu Talha to distribute it among the Sahaba ikram. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadani Channel, this was indeed the aqidah and belief of the Sahaba ikram, that the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unique. The hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Mubarak. And while commenting on the above hadith, Hazrat Imam Ajal Abu Zakariya al-Nanawi al-Shafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, from this hadith it has been proven that it is permissible to take blessings from the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to keep it with you. Subhanallah. The fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded distribution of his blessed hair amongst the Sahaba ikram is evidence that the tabarrukat are objects of benefit and blessings. There is no doubt that whoever receives this will become prosperous. Subhanallah. There is no doubt that whoever receives this will see the benefits of barakah in his home. He will see the benefits of barakah in that particular house where this hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kept. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who are able to have this blessed hair in their homes. And alhamdulillah, in many societies and communities you find Muslim brothers who Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed with the honor of being able to have this Bal Mubarak in their homes. It is indeed a sincere dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us this bounty. May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal also give us opportunity to have this Mubarak hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our possession, so that we can also see the barakah, so that we can also receive this blessing that come with the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is also a narration in Muslim Sharif, volume 2, page number 256, whereby Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that I saw the Baba shaving the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says the Sahaba ikram were moving in circles around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention that should any hair fall, then it should fall into the hands of one of them. Subhanallah. Meanwhile, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Baba was busy cutting the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, the Sahaba Ikram were moving around in circles with their hands spread out, all wanting the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fall into their hands. Hazrat Imam Nawawi radiallahu ta'ala who states that concerning the above mentioned narration, he says that in this there is clarification in regards to gaining blessings from the tabarrukas of the pious people, the ways and manner of the Sahaba Ikram proves that they attain the blessings from the possessions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They took blessings by touching the holy hand of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They also took blessings from his blessed hair. They showed such respect and excellence to it that even before one hair would fall, it would fall into the hands of the person in that position. From this, it can also be concluded that to be the first in attempting to gain any blessing and to show utmost respect and honor to the tabarrukat and to gain benefit and blessings through them is not an innovation, but it is the madhab and the way of the Sahaba Ikram. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Eternal, from the above two ahadith, one gets to understand the importance of tabarrukat. One gets to understand the importance, and also, wherever you may be around the world, when you sit in the company, when you sit in the suhbat of a wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you sit in the company of a person that has high status in the eyes of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, then you should sit in this gathering with utmost respect. And when there is any left over, you should try your level best to be the first one to gain from them. For in it is lays a lot of blessings. Dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Eternal, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, a great mujahid of Islam, he won battles because of the hair, the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was placed in his hand. This is indeed a mu'jiza. This is indeed a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that because of his hair, because of the Bal Mubarak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was able to win and conquer many places. So dear listeners and viewers of Adhan Channel, may the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who possess this type of beliefs and aqidahs, that we should believe that anything that is associated to a Nabi and a Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the status and the maqam of that particular object, the status and maqam of that particular place, becomes elevated. The Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal raises the status of that place. That place now becomes extraordinary. That object now becomes extraordinary. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah increase the honor and grace.
the right path.